The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, Christian Bruckner, the man German authorities have named as the prime suspect in the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, is set to be released from prison today. Bruckner, having served his 7-year sentence for the rape of a 72-year-old American tourist in Portugal, has refused to be interviewed by the Metropolitan Police in connection to the Madeleine disappearance. Bruckner is still considered a major suspect, with a former associate claiming to be 100% sure that Bruckner was involved in Madeleine's kidnapping. German prosecutors are now seeking supervisory oversight in a regional court to monitor Bruckner's future activities. I'm joined by Nick Peace, a senior reporter, Global, with the Mail Online. Nick, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat, and to your listeners.
Now, the release of Christian Bruckner, I mean, it's been long heralded. We knew he was going to get out. What precautions will they be able to take, given that he's done his porridge, he's ostensibly paid his dues?
Yes. Well, I can give you some breaking news, Pat. A little less than 45 minutes ago, Christian Bruckner was driven out of Zende prison, where I am now. It's about half an hour from Hanover. And he was driven away in the back seat of his lawyer's car with a blanket over his head. A very slick military style operation, if you like. There were three or four police vans involved. They blocked the road. He was sandwiched in between two police vans with another one behind, and then another one blocked the junction leading towards Hanover, stopping traffic or any media that perhaps wanted to follow him, find out where he was going. And he is now free. As you say, he's served his time. He was jailed for 7 years in 2019. He served 6 years, and we always knew this day was coming, and it's happened.
Mm. Is it usual for, in a whole high-profile case like this, for the German authorities to kind of facilitate the escape, if you like, of this kind of prisoner? Because, I mean, in other jurisdictions, he'd be allowed to walk out the door and he'd have to face the music from the media.
That's right. Yes, it's a good way of putting it, actually. We got here this morning at about 6 a.m. and there were already dozens of camera crews, TV crews, reporters from all over Europe, basically Portugal, Germany, the UK. And yes, we knew that the police had put this in plan, because also the local prosecutor's office in Braunschweig, which is handling the investigation, said that the precautions would be put in place. His lawyer, Friedrich Fulscher, also said that he needed to, quote, protect the privacy and safety of his client. So that's why he was liaising with the police to have this, to have this operation this morning. And he certainly got it. It was quite an impressive sight to watch. As I say, five police vans involved, plus a police car. I understand that there was a media motorbike also trying to follow, but that was stopped as well at the junction. But as regards to himself, Bruckner, we do know that he has had to wear an ankle tag. The prosecutors insisted that he wear an ankle tag. We know that he's had to surrender his passport. And we also know that they want him to report to probation authorities. So those restrictions are in place. But we should say the tag, according to the lawyer who I spoke with last night, Mr. Fulscher, says the tag doesn't work out of Germany. So technically, he can come and go as he pleases within Europe, because obviously Germany is part of the Schengen Agreement, etc. But he won't be able to travel outside of Europe, which is initially what his legal team wanted, because they said he is such a well-known face that he may as well, the best thing for him to do would be to disappear. But that would obviously frustrate prosecutors, who are very, very keen to try and pin the case of Madeleine McCann on him.
Now, given that he can go by road or rail virtually anywhere in Europe without having to show a passport, he's free to move. What about that ankle bracelet? Will that have a cross-jurisdictional effect?
Well, apparently the bracelet or the ankle tag only works within Germany. Once he goes out of Germany, that tag ceases to work. So they will be very difficult to keep tabs on him outside of Germany. He can come and go as he pleases within Europe, is what the prosecution and the lawyers, his lawyer legal team, have told us. One would assume that he would have to alert the authorities. They would have asked for that to be in place. But at the moment, it's unclear. The question, I have asked the question of both, but I haven't had an answer yet. Hoping to get some sort of clarity later today. But we do know that they do consider him, or the prosecution authorities still do consider him to be a, quotes, risk. And they say that he is a threat to women. And so that's why they ask for these precautions to be put in place.
Okay, the ankle bracelet, no passport, that's been taken from him. So when he's got to check in, where does he check in?
Well, again, that's not being made privy to us. It's German privacy laws forbid all these sort of details coming out. But we are hoping that at some stage later today or in the next few days, we will get details from the legal team. The prosecution in Brunswick, which as they are handling the case, are expected to give further details later on this morning. They are expected to give a press conference where perhaps we will get some of those details explained to us, because as I said, speaking to Hans Wolters, who is the prosecutor, he is adamant. He's said since the beginning, since 5 years ago, that Christian Bruckner is the prime suspect, is the only suspect for the, quotes, murder and abduction of Madeleine McCann. So they are convinced he is the man responsible. But they just don't have that hard forensic evidence that they need to indict him. All they have is a lot of circumstantial evidence. But again, people are saying, well, hold on a minute, 5 years this has been going on now. Either go ahead with it or just drop it and move on.
Now, the Irish woman whose case was processed in Germany but failed to get a conviction, she's been talking to Irish newspapers. It's in today's Irish Daily Star, Hazel Bean. She's mulling security measures. She says, the victim of online abuse recently, and she is aware that the ankle tag won't work in Ireland. But, of course, to get to Ireland, one way or the other, a plane or a ferry requires passport. So it would not be as easy to get here as it would be to other parts of Europe. But what's your understanding of that police protection, effectively, that he's got, an escort? Will those vans, those police vans, at some point peel away and let him go about his own business in privacy?
I'm sure they will, Pat. I think they were there basically to prevent the media from getting any sort of view or any sort of picture of him. As I say, when he was driven out, I could clearly see that he was under some sort of blanket as he was sat behind the passenger seat of his lawyer's car, a very, very swish-looking Audi A6. And they sped off at high speed on this side road leading from the prison in Sende towards the junction, say, and you turned right there and it goes off towards Hanover. I understand from colleagues that the traffic was blocked for a good 10 minutes before it was allowed to resume movement. So I would imagine once he's back on once the convoy had reached the highway, they would have peeled off and the lawyer will have taken him to either, well, it could be anywhere in Germany, Pat. I mean, we know his lawyer is based in Kiel. It's 2.5 hours away. Could he have gone to Kiel? We know he has associates in Dresden. Slightly further away, could have gone there. We know that originally he is from Munich, down south in Bavaria, but he's estranged from his family. We know also that he used to live in Brunswick, which is half an hour away, but he has no other connections there. All we know is that the local Brunswick police were involved because that was his last known registered address in Brunswick.
Is it fair to say that his face would be instantly recognizable by most people in Germany?
Definitely. In fact, his lawyer said to me many months ago that perhaps the best thing he could do would be to get plastic surgery and move away to somewhere like Suriname, to quote him, which would be well away from anywhere that would know him, and well away from any attempt to try and extradite him back to Germany.
So is this the end of the line in terms of the inquiry into Madeleine McCann's disappearance in relation to Christian Bruckner? Because he won't talk to the Met.
No,
he's unlikely to go back to the Algarve.
No, that's right. Well, we certainly, as you said there, Pat, the Metropolitan Police in the UK hold him as a suspect, and they tried to question him last month. They put in an international request. But intriguingly, I spoke to the lawyers last night, and they claim that the Met Police's attempt to question him was actually incorrect and it wasn't filed under the correct procedure. They said the details that were needed were not present. I should say that I have put that allegation to Scotland Yard and they deny it and they say it was all filed good and proper. But his lawyer is saying, look, the fact that my client refused to cooperate and insisted on maintaining his silence doesn't imply his guilt. He says that also as part of that request, the Metropolitan Police should have disclosed why they suspect Christian Bruckner, what evidence they have against Christian Bruckner, and they refuse to do so. And he says that the legal constraints of that request, you are supposed to say why you want to question that individual. The German police, the prosecutors, they are also intended to carry on this investigation and view him as the prime suspect.
Now, the Madeleine McCann case is such a tragic case The trail very cold. We all remember in the early days of that inquiry, you know, alleged sightings on the Greek islands and all sorts of conspiracy theories as to the abduction of the child. But more recently, a suggestion in some of the newspapers that she may have been the victim of a hit and run. I don't know whether you saw that.
Yes, I did see that. I mean, that theory has been bubbling under, Pat, for many, many years. And it resurfaced again in June when police carried out searches in Portugal, in the Algarve. You may remember seeing footage of that where they were searching scrubland, wasteland, close to where the hotel where Madeleine disappeared from. And then it emerged in Portuguese media that, indeed, yes, there was a suggestion of a hit and run involving a German couple and a couple. One was, they were German and British. And yes, that Maddie was knocked over and that her body was disposed of because they were involved in a hit and run. But we do know that the police have traced those involved, and that is now being sort of eliminated, if you like, as a possibility. But I know it's one that did gather a lot of thought and get a lot of conviction from the authorities to begin with.
Nick Pisa, senior reporter, Global for the Mail Online. Thank you very much for joining us.